They want to extinguish our menorahs. They want to extinguish our faith. And they will never succeed. They will never succeed because we are the children of the Maccabees. They will never succeed because we are inspired by the example of generations that sacrificed everything in order to preserve their Yiddishkeit, their neshama, their mission, their Torah, their meaning, their purpose. Oftentimes, when people live in freedom, they become complacent. And sometimes, when things get dark, we are reminded that freedom is worth fighting for. And that each and every one of us has the ability to make a world of difference. On paper, the Maccabees didn't stand a chance. Statistically, the Hashmonaim could not prevail, but prevail they did. And miracles they saw because they gave it their best shot. They invested heart, mind, and soul, were ready to make sacrifices. And that is the envelope, and that is the convention, and that is the vessel through which we are able to bring forth God's miracles. So it was then, so it is now, and so it will be until the end of time. Sha'asa nisim la'aveisenu, Almighty God wrought miracles for our ancestors when they rose up and were ready to fight for their survival and for their Torah and for their freedom. And there will be miracles happening by Yomim Ahim, but also there will be miracles that will happen Bizman Hazeh, in our time as well. I don't judge or blame people who are afraid to be visibly Jewish. But I do want to say here, and I will keep saying it everywhere, it is only by virtue of the courage that we will have. It is only if we are prepared to stand up, put menorahs in our doors, in our windows, and in public thoroughfares. It is only if we are ready to stand up and be counted that we become the worthy recipients of the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are a miraculous people. All that is often required is a simple act of defiance, a simple act of courage, a simple act of holiness. And the menorah. The menorah that kept burning until the pure olive oil could be found. The personification of the entire struggle, of the battle, of the victory, of the miracle of Hanukkah. The menorah's message is that even if we don't know how the light will keep burning, we keep kindling. We never know what a single act of kindness, what a single act of holiness can do to make our world a better place. In 1945, an orphan who had narrowly escaped the massacres at Babi Yar, where 33,771 Jews were gunned down 3 days before Yom Kippur, met another orphan who had narrowly escaped the ravine at Dubritsky Yar, where 10,126 Jews were murdered on the third day of Hanukkah. These orphans were malnourished, barely keeping body and soul together, but they burned with a desire to build family and a future. I know because I met them many, many years later and heard of their fiery commitment and devotion because they were my grandparents. 10 months after they married, in May of 1946, my father was born. The doctors in Tashkent told my grandmother, "You'll have other children. He will likely not survive the first day of his life." And then, in the inexplicable way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Within the first 24 hours of his birth, my father contracted pneumonia. The doctors gave up on my father and told my grandmother that there was nothing to do but wait for the inevitable. My Zaidi told me that he couldn't just sit and watch his son die. So he went into the streets. I said, Zaidi, what were you going to accomplish? He said, Mendelech Vesnit. I can't sit still. Something had to be done. He said, I roamed the streets of Tashkent, and suddenly a woman looked at me and said, Maisha? I looked at her, not recognizing who this person was. She reminded me that in the town where my great-grandfather was the rabbi, she had grown up. She knew my grandfather as a very small boy. Now she was a physician practicing medicine in Tashkent. My grandfather tearfully told her that he and his wife had a baby, but that the baby was going to die because he had pneumonia. She said, there's one chance, one hope. In the airfield near Tashkent, on occasion, not often, on occasion, there are sometimes Americans passing through, escorted transit or diplomatic movement. These were short duration technical or courier presence. They would be there for hours or days, never weeks or months. She said, these Americans come with a personal stash of something called penicillin. If you find somebody like that and can convince him to give you his stash of penicillin, your baby might survive. My Zaidi has no idea how he got to the airfield. Somehow, he got himself past security and by God's grace found an American who had a stash of penicillin. Not speaking a word of English, somehow this person chose to share his personal stash of penicillin. The rest, as they say, is history. And I often think about that unknown, unnamed person who is responsible for my father's illustrious career as he approaches his 80th birthday. I think of the nearly 70 children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that my father has. In a moment of kindness, where somebody gave away his personal stash of penicillin. That, my dear friends, is the story of a candle on the menorah. You may never know when the opportunity presents itself, and we may never know the rest of the story. But if we do our part, we make the decision to live proudly as Jews and to live generously, to share of our light and of our spirituality with all peoples we meet. Not to be timid or afraid, but instead to engage and uplift. We can change the world and make it a brighter place. The worst thing we can do for ourselves and our fellow Canadians is to retreat into the shadows and give in to the dark doom, gloom, fear, and anxiety that the terrorists wish to impose upon us. When we light the menorah tonight, remember that you will go home and light the menorah in your home, and that together, you and I will continue to light menorahs regardless of how dark, and perhaps precisely because of how dark things seem to be. And we will prevail. As the prophet said, Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of the Jewish people, lo yishaker, shall never be put to lie. We have contributed a great deal to the development of Western civilization. We have much to continue to contribute. We have a world to fix. We have people to inspire. We have the opportunity to change our world forever for somebody's mitzvah someday soon is going to tip the scales and bring about the miraculous transformation that we, the Jewish people, have never lost hope in or stopped yearning for. The coming of Mashiach, the ushering in of universal God consciousness, peace and prosperity, b'mheira u'b'yameinu, speedily, and in our days, amen.